God has for us, no one can take away. And if God is for us, no one can stand against us. So today is day 19 of our fast. And the theme is, this is the last time. And the key scripture for today is Matthew 6, verse 14 to 15. And it reads, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins." And the sub theme for today is getting free of the weight of unforgiveness. So what exactly is unforgiveness? Unforgiveness is when you are unwilling or unable to forgive someone for upsetting you, betraying you, or breaking your trust. And there's a story in the Bible that I want to talk about today. It's a story of Joseph. Joseph was one of the sons of Jacob, and he was Jacob's favorite son. And with that, Jacob would always treat Joseph differently than the rest of his brothers, which caused resentment and bitterness towards Joseph from his brothers. And in Genesis 37, Joseph had a dream. And in this dream, it showed Jacob and Joseph's brothers kneeling before Joseph. And when Joseph told his brothers and his father about this dream, their response was, "Are we supposed to be kneeling before you?" And this angered Joseph's brothers to the point where they plotted to kill him. And instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. And by doing so, Joseph was put in a position where he was Potiphar's slave. But even as a slave, Joseph found favor with the Lord, and Potiphar treated Joseph as second in command of his whole estate. And the only thing Joseph didn't touch from Potiphar was his wife. And Potiphar's wife tried to sabotage Joseph by having them sleep together. And she would try day after day after day, and Joseph would reject her. Until one time she cornered Joseph and he ran away, but part of his robe was torn. And she framed Joseph for trying to do something with her when he didn't, and he was thrown in jail. But with this, the Lord still favored Joseph. So even in jail, the guard still protected Joseph. And in jail, he also had another dream for two prisoners there, and it came to fruition. And with that dream going to fruition, Pharaoh had heard about it. And with that, Joseph found favor with Pharaoh because he also was able to understand a dream that Pharaoh had about a famine, 7 years of there being a famine and 7 years of there being fruitful crops in the land of Egypt. And Joseph had found favor with Pharaoh, and he was second in command with in all of Egypt. And with that, Joseph had seen his brothers again for the first time since they sold him into slavery. And at this point, Joseph had all the power to get revenge and harm his brothers. But instead, he chose to show forgiveness show mercy by, one, allowing some of them to go back home to get his youngest brother. And with doing that, he was able to see his father again. He was able to see his youngest brother again, who he thought he would never see again. And the story of Joseph shows how with forgiveness, you can favor with the Lord. Joseph found favor with the Lord not only because he was obedient, because forgiving is obedience to the Lord. Forgiveness honors God. Just as we love God first, because God first, just as God first loved us, so we love God. We forgive because God first forgave us. Forgiveness helps you to heal. And one thing unforgiveness does, it stagnates your healing to the point where you harbor feelings of resentment and bitterness towards people who never cut you. And in doing so, if you never heal from what cut you, you hurt people who never if you don't heal from what hurt you, you'll cut people, you'll hurt people who never cut you. And God doesn't want us to live in a cycle of unforgiveness, because it leaves us enslaved to anger, bitterness, resentment. It keeps a wall between us and God, and prevents God from truly moving in our lives, because God can't trust us with the more if we're not going to manage it or steward it well, because we harbor unforgiveness. And in a world where forgiveness may be a sign of weakness, it's not. Because, like I said, Joseph had all the power in Egypt. He could have easily tortured his brothers, got revenge. But showing that sign of forgiveness towards his brothers showed that he truly honored God, because God forgave him. Because, and as the Bible said, we all fall short of God's glory. And no matter how many times his brothers had wronged him, as Jesus says in Matthew 18:21-22, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? Jesus answered, "I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. And with Joseph forgiving his brothers, no matter how many times they had done him wrong, and they had done him wrong by, one, trying to kill him, throwing him into a cistern, selling him to slavery, telling his father that Joseph was killed, he still forgave them and showed them kindness and compassion. And I have, even with me dealing with unforgiveness in my past, a short story I would share is that from the ages of 8 to 16, my father was abusive to me in every way possible. And with that, I harbored feelings of anger, resentment, bitterness. And it would spill out to people who never did anything to me. And I was just never able to forgive my father for years. And I think the reason was because I wasn't given an apology. And one thing about forgiveness, an apology isn't necessary to forgive somebody, because oftentimes the person may not care that they did you wrong. They may know that they did you wrong and still just keep moving like they never did anything. Or they may not know. And their response may be like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do this. I didn't do that." And the thing that God revealed to me was, when forgiving someone, don't focus on their response. Focus on God's response. Because, like I said, forgiveness opens the door to healing. It opens the door to peace. It opens the door to joy. And the forgiving, when the person may not apologize, only leaves you enslaved to that. It only gives that person power over you. Because what they did was in the past, and it still may hurt. But if you give that person power over you years and years after, you'll never truly be free and never truly walk in the freedom that God wants you to walk in. And with that, I'm going to close with a prayer of forgiveness, and just to that we all are able to forgive while also be forgiven. So dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for your grace, Father God. I thank you for allowing us to receive your forgiveness, but also to forgive, Father God. I pray for everyone in this call who's been hurt or betrayed by someone, that they're able to reach out to them, forgive them. And if we have wronged anybody, we're able to reach out and say we're sorry, to be forgiven like you've forgiven us, Father God. I pray for peace, healing, grace over our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.